Welcome to the Chem8L podcast. I am your host, Caitlin Binder. We're going to read this. It's going to be awesome. Remote Experiment 2, Isolation and Analysis of Citrus Oils, a Green Chemistry Approach. Learning objectives: to understand the principles behind distillation and gas chromatography, GC, critical analysis of distillation, liquid-liquid separation, and GC technique, analyze data and assess percent recovery and composition of essential oil, understand the role of intermolecular forces as they relate to volatility and boiling point, predict sources of intrinsic error, and understand their effects on results. Essential oils are mixtures of volatile compounds made by plants to communicate with their environments. They are used to attract insects and other animals to help in the fertilization and propagation process. Some are also herbicides used by plants to defend their territory from aggressive vegetation. In this experiment, students will isolate the essential oil of orange oil, of oranges. This is the podcast where I find all of the mistakes in my typing. This same procedure could be used to isolate most other citrus oils and fragrant plants. Lemon, grapefruit, lavender, and spearmint. Steam distillation will be used to obtain the oil from citrus peels, and gas chromatography, GC, is used for analysis. Distillation of freshly grated citrus peels with water will produce a mixture that consists largely of water and small amounts of citrus oil. The oil is immiscible with and less dense than water. The distillate may look cloudy because of the emulsification of the oil and water, but if left to settle, it will separate into two layers, a large aqueous bottom layer and a small oily upper layer. The separation of the oily upper layer from the bottom aqueous layer can be difficult, especially if the volume of oil is small. To circumvent this problem, the oil is usually separated from the water by liquid-liquid extraction with an organic solvent, most commonly ether. This process is very effective in removing the oil from water, but requires the use of organic solvents, which are usually toxic, expensive, and contribute significantly to the waste stream. This is of great cost to the planet. Green chemistry is the quest for finding safer and more environmentally friendly chemicals to carry out common laboratory operations. One of the principles of green chemistry is to use safer solvents or eliminate solvents altogether if possible. Reduce, reuse, recycle. It is common industry practice to trap, purify, and reuse solvents and reagents as much as possible. Unfortunately, waste is an inevitable part of research, even with extensive recycling efforts. Steam distillation is a green chemistry method for collection of citrus oil without organic solvents. Enough oil is produced that it can easily be separated from water using a 50 mL burette, the same piece of glassware used in titrations. All waste from this procedure, citrus water, is safe to put back into the environment. Citrus oils consist largely of volatile hydrocarbons and small quantities of aldehydes, alcohols, and other oxygenated compounds. Any essential oil has a particular combination of chemicals that makes its smell unique and oftentimes easily recognizable. Spearmint, orange, and lemon oils have very similar components but very distinct fragrances. It is common for natural plant extracts to contain compounds having carbon atoms in multiples of 5. This broad class of compounds is called terpenes. They are biosynthetically derived from 2 or more isoprene units. There are several different ways for plant metabolism to combine 2 5-carbon isoprene units into a 10-carbon monoterpene, hence the occurrence of many different isomers. The most prominent components in citrus oils are alpha-pinene, beta-pinene, myrcene, limonene, and gamma-terpenene. See lab PDF for figure 1 for monoterpenes found in citrus oils and their normal boiling points. At this point, I should mention that I'm only reading part 1, so the next part of the introduction talks about, it starts with the isolated oil will be analyzed by gas chromatography to determine its composition, but I will be skipping down to the procedure of part 1 for the distillation. Okay, procedure part 1, isolation of citrus oils. Select whole fruit with strong citrus fragrance. five oranges or six grapefruit or eight lemons or eight limes per each group. No smell means low terpene content and little to no recovery at the end of the experiment. Fruit fresh from the tree gives best results. Clementines or cuties with thin peels tend to give very low recovery. It is ideal for the colorful part of the peel to be grated as small as possible the morning of lab, leaving behind the pith, the white part. If a grater is not available, carefully cut the colorful peel away from the pith, then finely chop to rice grain size. Prepare the peels the night before and keep in the fridge if necessary, but the fresher the better. Transport peels to lab in a leak-proof plastic bag, no Tupperware, or it's contaminated and you can't take it home. Okay, here we go. Tear a large beaker and transfer the prepared citrus peels into it. Record the mass of peels. The mass should be no less than 100 grams and no more than 150 grams. Transfer the peels into a 500 ml round-bottom flask, RBF, set on a cork ring using a wide-mouth plastic funnel and stir rod to poke the peels through. Add 150 to 175 mils of distilled water, depending on your mass of peels, to the beaker. Swirl to pick up any bits of peel and gradually transfer into the 500 ml RBF. Assemble a simple distillation apparatus, beginning with a 500 ml RBF. See Figure 2. If you forget to add the distilled water before heating, it will scorch the flask. Copy Figure 2 into your notebook. Omit the boiling chips. Pay attention to the in-lab demo. This must be set up starting with the flask already containing peels and water. See Figure 2 for steam distillation apparatus. In addition to the supplies in your drawer, obtain three ring stands, three clamps, one support ring, and four clamp holders. Center the ring stands in front of the water hoses at your bench. Secure the three clamps and support ring onto the separate clamp holders. Clamp the support ring approximately halfway up the ring stand. This must be secure enough to hold the weight of the heating mantle and boiling orange peel suspension. Attach one of the clamps to the same ring stand above the heating mantle, leaving plenty of room for the 500 ml RBF. Hold the RBF containing orange peels and water with one hand and pinch the clamp around the neck of the RBF with the other hand. Keeping the pressure on the clamp, let go of the RBF and securely tighten the wing nut of the clamp. The flask should be steady and there should be no space in between the clamp holder, and ring stand. Carefully raise the heating mantle by loosening the clamp holder from the ring stand. The flask should sit in the heating mantle with a small air gap in between. Tighten the clamp holder to the ring stand. It may be necessary to adjust the position of the clamp horizontally, closer or farther from the ring stand. Have your TA check your setup, then turn the heating mantle to low while finishing the apparatus. Add a small dab of grease to the joints of the distillation head. Attach the distillation head to the clamp and turn to spread the grease. Just kidding. Attach the distillation head to the 500 ml RBF and turn to spread the grease. Separately, insert a thermometer into a rubber thermometer adapter, not a stopper, using water as a lubricant, not grease. Then secure the rubber adapter around the glass thermometer adapter. Grease and connect the adapter joint to the distillation head and spin to spread the grease. Loosely drape two rubber bands around the condenser in between the hose adapters. Connect the water in hose, labeled blue, to the bottom water inlet using pressure and a circular motion, then secure with a small wire clamp. The hose must be at least over two of the bumps on the hose adapter on the condenser. Repeat with the water out hose, labeled red, and the top water outlet. The rubber band should still be in between the hoses on the water condenser. Imagine. Wrap the first rubber band around the distillation head. Attach the condenser to the distillation head and turn to spread the grease. Position the clamp loosely around the condenser with the second ring stand. This clamp is a secondary support and the condenser should rest on the clamp rather than the clamp being secured tightly. Wrap the second rubber band around the takeoff adapter and connect this to the condenser with grease. The rubber band should be securing the setup as shown above. Loosen the water clamp to begin water flow. 80 mils of water into a 250 ml RBF and mark the level of the liquid with a marker. Pour the water out and use this as the receiving flask for the distillate. Attach to the takeoff adapter, then clamp the flask once in position. Your TA must okay your apparatus before increasing the heat. Heat the distillation flask by using a heating mantle starting at a medium setting. Adjust the heat supply so that the liquid distills at an approximate rate of one drop per second. Distilling too quickly with too high heat will severely decrease recovery of the oil. Be patient, it may take up to 20 minutes for the first drop. Collect approximately 7 mils of distillate. Read and record the temperature throughout the distillation, including the first drop and the final temperature. Stop the distillation by turning off and unplugging the heating mantle, then carefully lowering the ring support for the heating mantle. You will need a spotter to help with this. You may take off the receiving flask, but wait for the entire system to cool before disassembling the rest. Place a beaker under the takeoff adapter to collect any further distillate. In the meantime, fasten a 50 mil burette to a ring stand using a burette clamp. Use a funnel to add distilled water to leave a few mils of space above the liquid in the burette. Slowly add a few milliliters of the orange oil to the top of the burette, being careful not to overflow. Allow the liquid to settle, then drain to the 45 mil mark, catching the liquid in a 125 mil Erlenmeyer flask. Repeat the add, settle, drain process until all of the distillate has been transferred. Add 10 mils of water to the flask, swirl to dislodge any drops adhered to the wall, and transfer the liquid portion-wise to the burette. Repeat this operation with another 10 mil portion of water. This process should limit the formation of emulsions, allowing the orange oil to neatly rest on top of the water. So cool. Let the system settle for at least 5 minutes, or until phase separation of oil on top of water is apparent. There may be some air bubbles or oil droplets stuck along the burette walls. However, we have found that attempting to collect this oil has an overall negative effect on recovery. The level of the liquid should never be near the 50 mil marking so that you can detect, hold on. The level of the liquid should be near the 50 mil marking so that you can collect the oil from the top layer by pipette. Label a small screw cap vial with your name and the name of the oil, weigh it, and keep it handy. Use a glass pipette and pipette bulb, not a plunger, to carefully collect the layer of oil from the top of the burette, avoiding the water as much as possible. You will likely not be able to collect all of the oil, so just do your best. Students can expect to recover anywhere from 0.5 to 5 mils of citrus oil. Transfer the oil to the pre-weighed vial. Carefully remove any visible droplets of water in the bottom of the vial using a pipette. Weigh the vial with the oil and determine the mass by difference. Cap the vial and store in your drawer for GC analysis day 2. All right, so skipping to pre-lab questions day 1. Number 1, define the term terpene. What is the approximate percent composition of each of the terpenes in figure 1 in orange oil, or whichever citrus you will be using? A quick Wikipedia search is fine this time. There is no need to report components if not present in citrus oil. Number 2, what is green chemistry? Describe how the distillation procedure used in this lab is a more green approach than liquid-liquid extraction with organic solvents. Number 3, why should the distillation apparatus have an opening at the atmosphere at the end? Number 4, why are terpenes distilled along with water even though their boiling points are significantly higher than water? What's due at the end of Experiment 2, Part 1? Submit the Experiment 2.1 worksheet on Canvas. It's recommended that students also work on the Experiment 2, Part 1 in-lab questions during this lab. However, they are not due until 1 week after Experiment 2, Part 2. In other words, all Experiment 2 in-lab questions are submitted at the same time. The in-lab questions. So in-lab questions for the distillation stuff, part one. Number one, report the temperature range of distillation during actual collection of the distillate. Is the distillation temperature higher or lower than pure water? Explain this temperature difference, if there was one, on a molecular level. Number two, calculate the percent recovery of citrus oil from the peels, chopped and grated. Show your work and state the recovery in a complete sentence. See the PDF for the percent recovery equation. Number 3, and lastly, report the observations of the peels, size, color, etc., and compare your recovery to that of the other distillation performed in the remote lab, bigger versus smaller peels. Explain the observed relationship between peel size and percent recovery on a molecular level, parentheses, release of terpene molecules from the peels. I believe that's all I'm going to do here. See the lab PDF for all the other instructions and details. Again, my name is Caitlin, representing UC Santa Cruz, KML. Thanks for listening. Have a good one.